Welcome back to the Rolling Forward Road to the Dome warm-up show. I'm joined by Appleton Parkersburg football coach Aaron Thomas as we get set for this district opener with MFL Marmac. Coach, first of all, you know, non-district play is in the books. What are some of the key things you think you learned about this team throughout those first three games? I know it was a tough first few games, right. But certainly some things to take away as you get ready for district play.
Yeah, you know, I thought we got, you know, better as we went. The scores maybe not indicated, you know, at South Hardin was our best offensive game. We just, the turnovers really hurt us there and the inability to get off the field on third and long. So, you know, we'll make some adjustments to some of the things we're doing. You know, our pass defense has not been what it needs to be. The percentages have been way too high against us. So those are some things that we know we got to shore up as we get into district play. Even though our district, you're going to see run heavy with the exception. Denver slings it around a little bit, but most of our district likes to line it up toe-to-toe and run. It's kind of like old school football a little bit more. So for us, we need our D-line to continue to be good against the run. You know, hopefully for us, not having the start we wanted, we need to find some confidence and get off to a good start here in district play.
Right, and you know, clearly this team is in need of a bounce back here. Yep. What have been some of the biggest rallying messages, you know, in practice throughout this week as you get ready for this one?
I just thought, you know, it's a new start with district play, and now, you know, your hopes for postseason and things of that matter all get going now. We've played, you know, South Hardin was seventh when we played them. Union ranked the week after us before their tragedy that they endured. And obviously Grundy Center, we know how good they are. So we know we've been well tested. Still a little dinged up. I wish we had a couple guys, you know, healthy that we don't have. But we've just talked about making sure we're getting better each and every day. And then that needs to translate on Friday. Make sure, you know, get back to not being penalized, not turning the ball over, and give ourselves a chance against, again, another very good MFL team.
You go on the road to face them, a team that was in the championship game last year. Not a ton of players from that team are back this year, but there are a couple that are going to be key playmakers this year. Just kind of want to get your thoughts on, you know, going on the road to face this team and the opportunity in front of you.
Well, they're used to winning. I mean, that's a big piece. You know, I think they're guys are coming out. They had a crazy week one win with Cresco. They kicked a field goal under a minute left to win that 9-7 and, you know, made some plays. And walk-on was a physical football game. And then last week they were all over New Hampton. So they got some guys. They're explosive. They're physical as they've been. And I think they're probably getting better each and every week or getting more comfortable. As you said, they did lose a lot to graduation, but they still got some nice pieces and nice players.
So when it comes to your offense, you mentioned you're coming off of your best non-district offensive performance against South Hardin, aside from the turnovers, right. Of course. As you get ready for this one, what are some of the biggest aspects of the game plan that you're looking to get accomplished here against MFL?
You know, just, again, hopefully if we can get some passing, maybe a little bit maybe of the shorter stuff, not just the home runs. And then offensively, you know, we're trying to figure out exactly what run schemes. Last week, I thought Eberhardt ran well. We were able to run inside better. You know, we weren't able to really get Prusiner going a ton on the edge there. But I thought Benning's decision-making was good. I thought he delivered on point and against a pretty good heavy rush. He stepped in there and watching the tape. So we got to pass protect a little better than we did last week so he doesn't take quite so many shots when we do go to throw the football. But, you know, there's some things that we hope we can exploit and be able to, again, move the ball, sustain some drives, keep our defense off the dribble, our field, and then we just got to be able to put some points on the board.
Yeah, for sure. And you did get kind of a fast start last week with that early touchdown. Clearly starting hot is going to be critical, but how do you kind of maybe sustain some of that momentum if you are hopefully able to get a hot start?
Well, and I think to the point is getting off the field, and, you know, if we can get them to third and six, third and eight, you got to be able to get off the field, and that's something we just were not able to do against South Hardin. You know, 7-7 late in the first, we give up, you know, one touchdown to the longer pass, second touchdown to just a swing pass out, and we got to be able to tackle and work that. So we'll continue to work those things. And but I think for us, you know, keeping it low scoring, you know, is going to be imperative for us, and then taking advantage, either creating some, you know, plays off special teams, you know, to our favor, or, you know, pinning them and getting a three and out where we can flip the field in that regard, because they have a really good field goal kicker and kickoff guy. So we don't want to get where he gets, you know, I think inside 30 to 35 yards, I think they feel pretty good with him kicking field goals.
And when your defense is on the field, you're going to be facing a run-heavy offense. Right. You know, they got some bruisers back there in their backfield, so you kind of know what you're going to get, but what is it going to take to hopefully limit what they're trying to accomplish here in their ground game?
We got to be assignment sound, because they do have some misdirection. They'll false pull, so you'll see guards pulling completely the wrong way, trying to get you to chase things. So we got to be disciplined reading our keys, which obviously isn't going to be our guards this week with what they do. But, you know, getting to the flats on passes, they'll run sweep pass similar to what we do. So you'll see some shorter routes, and we got to make sure we communicate on that. And then containing the quarterback, because even though it's pass, Stoddard will take off and look to run it. He's a strong, athletic lefty. Who does a good job throwing the football. So, you know, just limit them. They don't have any passing touchdowns. That needs to still be the statistic after we play on Friday night.
Again, you're starting up district play this week. Not specific to this game, but as you kind of have seen some things play out in the district throughout the first few weeks, any big surprises or any kind of standouts you've seen from throughout the district?
Well, you know, Central Springs off to a great start. Credit to them. You know, I think they're, again, getting votes. And I think they were, you know, in the Iowa Prep or the Prep or Bound one, I think they were in the top 15, cracked that. So there's credit to them, and a program that's worked hard. And last year they had some explosive speed and, you know, was a little bit of a ball game up there for the first half before we were able to pull away. But so they've kind of been a good story. Obviously, I think MFL feels they're getting better. Obviously, Dyke New Hartford, after a tough week one, they've rebounded and you know, they're tough in there. And then I really haven't seen, you know, much on Sumner Fred yet to know what they got going. Denver, I know, slings it around, got a good quarterback, put up a lot of yards, and I know they're young and inexperienced, and they're looking to get on the right track as well.
All right, last question as always. What are your keys here against MFL Marbach?
Yeah, well, we got to tackle better, JMO. And, like, obviously, after last week, we're definitely going with turnovers as probably key 1A. We got to take care of the football, try to win the field position battle. As I know, their coach does a good job. He trusts his defense. He punts. He likes to play the field goal, and that's how they end up beating Cresco in that tight ball game. So we got to try to control that, and then we just, probably our biggest key, we got to play with confidence and play with a little bit of edge to us. And easier said than done sometimes when, you know, you're 0-3, but that for us, I think, is maybe the biggest key.
All right, that's AP football coach Aaron Thomas. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck here.
Hey, thanks, JMO.
All right, we'll have more of the Rolling Forward Road to the Dome warm-up show next.